Look, we had a great start to the game, as good a start as we could have asked for to the game. First 15 minutes was brilliant in our eyes, but look, we were absolutely shocking in the second 15 minutes, and there's no doubts about that. We wouldn't be happy with the second quarter, put it like that. We've a lot of work to do in that area, but the boys showed your character and bounced back again. Again, I think it was 5 down maybe in the second half of the stage, so our backs were really against the wall, and look, the boys had to come fighting, but hey, they've dug deep and they've got there in the end.
Did you feel that you maybe sort of went too quick at it and expended an awful lot of energy in that first 15 minutes and maybe the boys just couldn't keep that pace going?
No, I don't think that was the case. It was more errors in our half, on our behalf, that cost us in the second quarter. It wasn't anything to do with tired legs or that. It was more just basic errors that cost us. So I wouldn't say we went too quick.
But as you were saying last week, I mean, it was a 6-day turnaround. It was an awful lot to ask of a group of amateur players after going to extra time last week. But your players, they really showed their mettle out there.
Aye, 6-day turnaround was tough going. Like, anybody that gets any knocks last week really was struggling this week. You know, we lost our midfielder and sent the half back in the first 20 minutes as well. Had to come off through injury, which we were carrying from last week. The rest of the lads in Ferdinand, they stepped up and produced the goods in the end up.
I suppose one word might sum up that performance: courage. There's a lot of courage from every player in the field there to throw everything into that game.
Aye, there was, but you need courage in big championship matches. You need to have courage, and you need to be willing to stand up. And the boys showed a lot of it there. But at the same time, you know, it's a semi-final, and that's great to win those games and to put ourselves now into a final. But we'll need a lot more courage the next day again.
And Trillick, as you've said yourselves, are probably the best team in Tyrone, and they haven't been beaten in 3 years in championship football. You know, nobody was able to do it in normal time, but Dromore done it tonight.
Yeah, look, Trillick is, in my opinion, Trillick are a brilliant side. They're a really, really good side. This last number of years, they've been the top side, in my opinion, in Tyrone. Obviously, there's teams thereabouts, but just haven't had the same benchmark that Trillick have had. So, as I said to somebody before, no matter who it was in the semi-final, if it was Trillick or anybody else, it's just about winning the semi-final. It doesn't matter to me whether it was Trillick or any other team.
You have a championship medal from 2012 yourself, I think, you know, and a few of the other guys, like Niall Sludden, still playing here, would have championship medals from that year as well.
We were beaten 2012.
2011.
7-9-11, we won it.
11, yeah, but you have a championship medal from that. So, you know, that experience will help you sort of deal with and help the players through the next 2 weeks as they prepare for the final.
I think every manager and every coach and every trainer, they're just trying to educate the players and show them what the right path and what's required to win big games. But our boys are really learning all the time and improving. And look, we still know we have a lot of improvements to do, but we just think we're going in the right direction.
I suppose the challenge over the next 2 weeks, just to keep everyone's feet in the ground at the same time, Colin, you know?
That's right, of course, it's the semi-final, but nobody will remember it for winning the semi-final, really. It'll be who actually wins the title. We find ourselves in the final now, but tonight will be long gone if it doesn't, we don't get the result in 2 weeks' time.
This is a huge game coming up for essentially a young team. But the likes of Ronan Senior, Niall Sludden, Owen McCusker, they have a big role to play here in helping these boys prepare for the game and on the day itself, on the big day.
Yeah, look, we need all the experience we can get. We've a lot of young lads in there, and we have experience as well. It'll take everybody. A lot of young lads stepped up the other day, and you know, but they're willing to put their hand up and show their mettle. And look, we'll need everybody. Whoever we play in the final, Colleen Lurie here is going to be a massive challenge for us. So again, the next day we'll need everybody.